Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we have with us Mare d'Azyn Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Always nice to have you join us. Let's see. You told me what we were going to talk about, and it's not actually a buffet, but it's the Eastern Kansas Grazing School. I can teach you a lot about grazing, but this is a different type.
Yeah, it's kind of a buffet for those cattle producers.
There we go. All right. Well, what have you got for us?
Yeah, so we are very excited to host one of the locations for the Eastern Kansas Grazing School. Give you a little history about this school. Past 10 or so years, we've tried to host at least one each year in the Eastern Kansas region. We actually got the idea of this school from Missouri. Missouri would put on a whole bunch of these, and a couple of us agents went over and we're like, we need to bring this to Kansas. So we are actually going to be offering two schools this year in two different locations, but the first one, probably the closest one for our area, is going to be happening on April 21st and 22nd. Yes, that is a Friday-Saturday combination, and we did that for a reason. We know a lot of our producers might have off-the-farm jobs. So we figured if we do a Friday-Saturday combo, then maybe they can only have to take one day off instead of maybe 2 days. So we're hoping this will work in favor of those producers, and we hope we can get a good turnout. So let me give some more details about this. This school is actually going to be hosted near Wellsville, Kansas, just on the east side of the town, at the Wyckoff Family Farms. They are some local family producers here, and they were very gracious to have us come out and do the presentations in their shop, and then we'll actually get to go out and do some kind of hands-on or type work out in the pasture. Like I said, this is a two-day event, and we will be covering a lot of information for beginning and experienced producers on grazing. This is geared towards a little more towards intensive grazing, but a lot of this information producers can take back to their productions and kind of incorporate it into if you're not a intensive grazer type producer with your land. But some of the topics that we will be talking about is like the art and science of grazing, as well as local stocking rates, which we'll have Doug Spencer with the NRCS. He'll come out and talk on a lot of this, as well as Bruno Patera. He is our local Southeast agronomist, and he'll be coming up and talking on kind of plant and soil basics, as well as strategies to maintain a productive pasture, because we always want to have a good growing pasture. We will also be bringing out Jamie Lynn Farney. She's our beef specialist for the area, and she'll be talking on what forages you can use to help fill any production gaps. We're hoping we have a good spring and good summer weather so we don't go into a drought type situation. So she has some information just to think on if we do have a gap in our production. She'll talk on what forages we can use. And then we will also have local agent Rod Schaub over in Frontier District. We'll come over and talk about electric fencing. And then Herschel George will be talking on different watering systems. Probably an example we'll be using is the tire waterers. The Wyckoffs have that there at their places. So we'll have a little demonstration on those type of watering systems. And then a couple other things is we'll talk on like the economics of grazing. Dale Helwig, he's a local agent. He'll come up and talk on that. And then we'll also be doing a bud box demonstration at the end of the day on the second day. And the bud box is just ways to handle cattle with low stress. And so we'll do a little demonstration on how that works at the end of the school on the second day. The school does cost. We call it a farm registration. And the farm registration is $50. So that covers meals, snacks, handouts, up to two individuals. So really $25 a person. So $50 is the registration. And then if there's any additional participants, they will cost an extra $20 just to kind of help cover the, like I said, cover the cost of the meals. We will be providing coffee and donuts each morning, as well as lunch each day. And the lunch options are hopefully going to be some awesome ones. So keep that in mind if you're hungry and you want to have a good lunch. Come on out to the grazing school. We do have a max limit of 35 farms. So please get registered and sign up as quick as you can. And to register, just go ahead and call the Paola Extension office at 913-294-4306. And we are asking that you get signed up by April 19th. But if we're not full by the 19th, we will still allow some late registration. And then, of course, sponsors. We have some awesome sponsors for this. Frontier Farm Credit's helping us out, Kansas Forage and Grassland Council, as well as our local Hillsdale Watershed Coalition and Miami County Conservation District. And, of course, the USDA is helping us out with this, as well as other local K-State Research and Extension counties and districts. We do have a flyer up on our website and our Facebook page that has more information if you need some more information, or just, like I said, go ahead and give us a shout at the Pala Extension office.
All right, very cool. That sounds like it's going to be a major informational dump for really not a whole lot of money for everything you're getting out of it.
Yes, yeah, it's going to be a long day, but we're not going to be sitting inside all day long. We'll be inside the shop and then also out there in the pasture.
Outstanding.
I forgot what time we start in the morning. So we do start about 8:45 each morning, and we'll go to about 4 o'clock on the first day and about 3 o'clock or so on the second day.
Hey, out moving around and learning and donuts? Count me
yes.
in. Like I said, grazing school. I can teach you everything you need to know. A fork in each hand. All right. Well, thank you for that, and we look forward to hearing an update about how it all goes.
All right.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.